Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people, and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving, and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him, and bless his name, for the Lord is good. His mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. God is good, and all the time. Good evening, everyone. How was your day? It was good. Well, we thank God for that. Every day around the world, people die. Am I right? Yes, they die. You and I are alive by the grace of God. Let us thank God for life. One of my favorite Bible passages is Psalm 34, verses 1 to 3. I will bless the Lord at all times. His praise shall continually be in my mouth. My soul shall make her boast in the Lord. The humble shall hear thereof and be glad. Oh, magnify the Lord with me, and let us exalt his name together. And so I say again, God is good. Come on, that's weak. God is good. And all the time. Our subject for this evening, suffering in silence. Let's pray. Our Father in heaven, thank you for life. Thank you, dear God, for freedom of worship. We thank you, Father, we arrive safely, no accidents, no harm, no danger. I present myself to you, dear God, to be used by you. If I have sinned against you, forgive me, Father. That's why Jesus Christ died. Cleanse me, use me, dear God, as you see fit. I offer no resistance. Put your words in my mouth, Father. Put thoughts in my head. And help me to speak with humility and with the attitude of Jesus Christ. Bless all those who've come. A very special blessing on all our guests, dear God. Double the blessing upon them. Father, I pray for this country of the Philippines. I pray for the leaders, particularly the president. Give all of them wisdom from above, that they may guide this nation in the right direction. And the right direction is always an upward direction. Bless every other nation represented by this audience, Father. At the end of this message, let every man, woman, boy, and girl know that he or she has heard from you, not from me. In Jesus' name I pray, let God's people say, amen and amen. Genesis chapter 1. Reading from verse 1. Oh, very good. God bless you. God bless you. Say it with me now. In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth. Now, I have a question for you for this side. Tell me something God created on the earth. People. Very good. Something else. On the earth. Animals. Something else. Trees, something else. Water, something else. Okay, someone said animals, the repetition is good. Someone said fresh air, something else. Grass, something else. No, on the earth, there are no stars on the earth. On the earth. Birds and fish, one more, on the earth. Flowers, all right, now. On what day was Adam made? The sixth day, the last day. Now, when Adam opened his eyes, what did he see? Remember what you just told me. What did Adam see? Okay. He saw light. What else did Adam see? He saw fruit trees. What did the fruit trees provide? Food. He saw fresh, clean, unpolluted water. He saw animals with which to fellowship. They did not eat people. He saw grass. He saw fish in the water. He saw birds in the air. He breathed fresh, invigorating air. Now, what that tells us about God is this. God provided everything Adam needed, then made Adam. And God hasn't changed. Question for you, could God have made Adam on the first day? Yes. But the world was not yet ready for Adam. God could have made him on the second day. God made Adam after everything he needed had been provided. That's the way God is. Go to John chapter 6. John chapter 6. We'll read from verse 1. John chapter 6, reading from verse 1. What's our subject? Quickly. Suffering in silence. Do you have John chapter 6? John is my second favorite book of the Bible. What question should you ask me? What's the favorite book? It's Genesis. All right. John 6, reading from verse 1. How many of you have the King James Version? Raise your hand. All right. Read with me. What does that say? After these things, Jesus went over the sea, Galilee, which is the... And a great multitude followed him because they saw his miracles, which he did on them that were diseased. And Jesus went up into a mountain, and there he sat with his disciples. And the Passover, a feast of the Jews, was nigh. Carefully now. When Jesus then lifted up his eyes and saw a great company come unto him, he saith unto Philip, tell me what he said. When shall we buy bread that these may eat? Stop. Christ was in the wilderness. 5,000 men came to hear him, plus women and children. He preached all day. It's coming to the end of the day. They are hungry. There are no stores, no supermarket. They are in the wilderness. And so Jesus said to Philip, where will we buy bread to feed these people? Read verse 6 carefully. Nice and loud. Come on, I'm listening. And this he said to prove him, come on, for he himself knew what he would do. Stop. What does that tell you about God? Listen again. 5,000 men, plus women and children, no food in sight. The Bible says Jesus already knew what he would do. But he still asked Philip, how shall we feed them? Because even though God knows what he will do in your life, he has to test you. Let me say it again. Someone listening to me has a problem that needs solution. God has the solution. He already knows how he'll get you out of it, but he has to test you. And so Jesus said to Philip, when shall we buy bread that these may eat? Verse 6 says, and this he said to prove him, for he himself knew what he would do. Let me repeat, God has the solution to the problems you're facing, but he has to test you. Let's learn something else about God. We found out from Genesis, God provides and then brings us to all that he provided. We found out in John, God always has an answer, but he has to test us. Let us go to Psalm 37. Our subject, suffering in silence. Psalm 37. We'll read verse 4. I'm very pleased to see some of you writing these verses down. That's excellent. Very excellent of you to do that. Psalm 37, verse 4. Do you have that? If you have my version, read with me. What does it say? Delight thyself also in the Lord, and he will give thee the desires of thine heart. Let me tell you a story, very short. I was in South Africa preaching about 4 or 5 years ago, and a young lady spoke to me. She said, Pastor, I would love to visit your country of the United States, but it is so hard to get a visa. And I said to her, who has more power, the embassy or God? Well, she said, God. I said, are you a child of God? She said, yes. I said, ask God for a visa. Now, please Him in your life, because God is not a supermarket. Please God and ask Him for a visa. Tell Him, Father, this is your world. I'd like to visit a part of your world called the United States of America. Please give me a visa. 6 weeks later, she sent me an email. She said, I got a visa. What does Psalm 37:4 say? Delight thyself also in the Lord. Finish the verse. And He will give you what? The desires of your heart. Go to Psalm 84. Psalm 84. It's 20 after 7. You have Psalm 84? Nobody answered the preacher? All right. Okay. Let's pray again. Holy Father in heaven, I do not want to speak long without seeking more grace. Give it to me. Give me the power that I may present clearly. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Psalm 84, verse 11. Read that with me. What does that say? For the Lord is a sun and a shield. Come on. The Lord will give. And carefully now, finish the verse. No good thing will we withhold from them that walk how? Uprightly. Stop. No good thing. The Bible says, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. And Psalm says, no good thing will he withhold. So you gentlemen looking for wives, ask God. He'll give you one. You ladies that are looking for husbands, ask God. He'll give you the right one. One that will never leave you. One that will never leave the church. One who will never make you a punching bag. Ask God. No good thing will he withhold from them that walk uprightly. Question for you now, this side. What did we learn from Genesis 1? You're taking too long. God provides everything we need and brings us to the situation. What did we learn from John 6? God always has a solution to our problems. Anyone now? What did we learn from Psalm 37:4? He will give you, come on, the desires of your heart. What did we learn from Psalm 84:11? No good thing. Now, it has to be good. Will he withhold from them that walk uprightly? Go to Jeremiah 29. We're learning about God. And Jesus is the same way. So is the Holy Ghost. Jeremiah 29. We'll read a very well-known verse. Verse 11. All right. Someone up front found it very quickly. Anybody else? You have Jeremiah 29. Verse 11. Read with me. What does that say? For I know the thoughts I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace, not of evil. Stop. God does not think evil of anybody. He does not. I know the thoughts I think toward you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace, not of evil. Finish the verse. To give you an expected end or a blessed future. God always thinks good thoughts about you. Okay. Having put all these things together, let's go to Mark. Chapter 10. We read from verse 46. Mark 10, reading from verse 46. No, don't read that yet. Go to Matthew 7. I almost forgot that. Matthew 7. We'll get back to Mark in a minute. Matthew 7, we'll read verse 11. And all parents, read this verse carefully. If you have children, read this verse carefully. All parents and do you have Matthew 7? Yes. Verse 11. Yes. If you have my version, read with me. What does the Bible say? If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask him. Stop. There's an interesting statement in that verse. Jesus is speaking. He says, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts. God is saying, even evil people, they have some ability to determine what's a good gift. An atheistic parent can still determine a good gift for his or her child. If ye then, being evil, says Jesus, decide what's best for your children, what about God, who is good? And so the verse tells us, God knows how to give good things to those who ask. Now the verse says, good things. Am I right? Look at the verse. Tell me if I'm right. Does the verse say, good things? How many good things? We don't know. God is infinite. Now, Luke says the same thing, but he uses slightly different words. Go to Luke 11. Let's read verse 13. Luke 11, verse 13, our subject, suffering in silence. My young brother up front, you're very fast. God bless you. Luke 11, reading verse 13. Do you have that? My King James people, read with me. If ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your heavenly Father give the Holy Spirit to them that... Now, in Matthew 7:11, we have good things. In Luke 11:13, we have the Holy Spirit. But Luke and Matthew are recording the same speech from Jesus. Follow me closely. Matthew says good things. What does Luke do by saying the Holy Spirit? Here are all the good things God can give to us. Matthew just says good things. Luke says the Holy Spirit. What then is Luke saying about all the good things? The most important good thing God can give to you, finish my words, is the Holy Spirit. Say amen. Let me say it again. The most precious gift God can give to you is the Holy Spirit, because the Holy Spirit is the manager of everything God has. It is He that gives the gifts to the church. It is He that convicts of sin. It is He that makes the words of Christ comprehensible to us. It is He that gives the power to overcome sin. The Holy Spirit is the most precious gift God can give to you. Now, we've learned a lot about God. Genesis, He provides first, then He brings us. John, He always has an answer, but He has to test us. Psalm, He gives us the desires of our hearts. Psalm, He withholds no good thing from us. Jeremiah, He thinks only good thoughts about us. Matthew and Luke, He knows how to give good gifts. If all of that is clear, say amen.
Amen.
Now, go to Mark 10. From verse 46. It's 28 minutes after 7. I'll release you before 8. Please don't panic. What book did I say? Mark. What chapter? 10. Reading from what verse? 46. When you found it, say amen. Are you ready to read? No, not yet. Let me pray again. Holy Father, please continue to be with me. I say it very sincerely. In Jesus' name, amen. Read with me. And they came to Jericho. And as He went out of Jericho with His disciples and a great number of people, blind Bartimaeus, the son of Timaeus, sat by the highway side, begging. And when he heard it was Jesus of Nazareth, he began to cry out and say, Jesus, thou son of, have mercy on me. What did he mean by have mercy on me? Heal me. What was his problem? He was blind. Have mercy on me. Next verse. And many charged him that he should do what? Hold his peace. But he cried the more a great deal, thou son of David, have mercy on me. Let me tell you a secret about God. A cry for mercy is always answered by God. A genuine cry for mercy. The Bible says, who is a God like unto thee that pardoneth iniquity and passeth by the transgression of the remnant of his heritage? He retaineth not his anger forever because he delighteth, finish the verse, in mercy. God loves to be merciful. And so Bartimaeus said, have mercy on me. Verse 49. Read with me. And Jesus stood still and commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. And he, casting away his garment, rose and came to Jesus. Stop. Christ was leaving Jericho with his disciples and a large group following him. Bartimaeus heard it was Christ. He knew this might be his only chance. He cried, have mercy. Jesus kept walking. He cried again. Let me tell you something about God. There are some people who believe, why should I pray to God? He already knows what I want. Jesus prayed to God. Hebrews 5, verse 7 and 8 tells us, he prayed with tears and crying. One of the reasons our prayers are not answered, we don't keep crying out to God. And so God assumes we're not serious. When you pray, cry out to God. And cry out to God until, like Jesus, in verse 49, he stands still. And he came to Jesus. Verse 51, read with me. And Jesus answered and said to him, what wilt thou that I should do unto thee? That's an old English expression. What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? I want you to put that in modern New Valley English. How would you say? What do you want? What do you want? Question for you. If God came to you tonight and said to you, what do you want? What would you say? Let me go and pray about it. If God came to you and said, what do you want? When Bartimaeus cried to God, Jesus, who created heaven and earth and everything in the universe, he stopped. He said, bring that man. The man came. Jesus looked at him and said, what do you want? You're calling me. The blind man said unto him, Lord, that I might receive my sight. And immediately he received his sight and followed Jesus in the way. You know, Jesus told him, go thy way, thy faith hath made thee whole. He's received his sight immediately now. Some people, they never tell God what they want. And so they, what's our subject? Suffer in silence. They don't tell God. There's a woman, she's been married 10 years. She's dying to have a child. Tell God. There's someone, the doctor gave you bad news, and you're dying inside from fear. Tell God. You've got three children. Your husband passed away or left you. You don't know how you'll feed them. Tell God. You have a young boy. He's 16. He's moving with the wrong friends. And he's this far from getting into drugs and alcohol. Tell God. You have a wife or a husband who seems to be unfaithful. Tell God. You're at AUP. Tuition must be paid tomorrow. It's a Christian school, but it needs money. Tell God. Do not, come on, do not suffer in silence. God is a God who likes talking. How did he make the light? What did he say? Let there be light. God loves to talk. How many times did he write commandments? Once. How many times did he speak? Well, he wrote them twice, spoke them once. But for every day of creation, he spoke. He spoke. Speak to God. Tell him. Then Jesus answered and said unto him, what wilt thou that I should, what do you want? That's what we call, perhaps you call it the same thing in the Philippines, a blank check. You know what a blank check is? It's a check signed by the person with the money with your name on it, but not the amount. You fill in the amount. If President Rodrigo Duterte gave you a blank check with his signature, written on the basis of the financial strength of the Bank of the Philippines, and he told you, fill in the amount, would you fill in 200 pesos? That's no faith. The fact that he would give you a blind check says he thinks a lot about you. God gave that blind man a blind check and told him, fill it in. And he filled it in that I might see. I have a question for you tonight. God is asking you, what do you want? Go to Nehemiah chapter 2. Nehemiah chapter 2. We'll read from verse 1. You may have a little difficulty finding Nehemiah. Find Psalms and work your way backward. You run into Job, then Esther, then Nehemiah. Do you have Nehemiah? Yes. Chapter 2, we'll read from verse 1. And I ask my Heavenly Father again to put His words in my mouth. Do you have Nehemiah 2, verse 1? Yes. King James, people, read with me. What does it say? Yes. And it came to pass in the month Nisan, in the 20th year of Artaxerxes the king, that wine was before him, and I took up the wine and gave it unto the king. Now I had not been before time sat in his presence. Now stop, let me explain something. Nehemiah had a very unusual job. Now some of you are teachers, some of you may be doctors, some of you lawyers, some of you whatever, you run your little shop, your little business. Nehemiah's work, listen to me carefully, he worked for the king. His job was taste the wine before the king drank it, just in case the wine was poisoned. That was his work. It was very, very important work. So he could not come into the presence of the king looking sad. The king may assume that something is wrong with the wine. And so Nehemiah says, now I had not been before time sad in his presence. Wherefore the king said unto me, why is thy countenance sad? This is nothing else but sorrow of heart. Then I was very so afraid. Read with me verse 3. And said unto the king, let the king live forever. Why should not my countenance be sad, when the city, the place of my father's sepulchres, lieth waste, and the gates thereof are consumed with fire? Nehemiah said to the king, king, I heard that the city of my fathers, Nehemiah was born in captivity. He was not born in Jerusalem. So he just heard the condition of Jerusalem. He said, I am sad. It's like you're living in the United States and you heard an earthquake destroyed Manila. Then like an earthquake damaged Davao, your heart would be so sad. Nehemiah heard. Verse 4. Read verse 4 for me. Then the king said unto me, what? No, it's okay, it's okay, it's okay. Okay. For what dost thou make request? That sounds like, what wilt thou that I shall do unto thee? Put for what dost thou make request in New Valley English. What do you want? Now we have two kings asking two human beings, what do you want? Is Jesus King of Kings? Tell me quickly. Yes. Was he God? He was man? Yes. Here is God asking the blind man, what do you want? Here is the biggest king on earth back then, asking Nehemiah, what do you want? Do you know the king gave him more than he asked for? I have a question for you. I want you to believe tonight that Jesus, who is the same yesterday, today, and forever, is asking you right now, what do you want? This is no joke. Let's pray. Father, as I proceed in the final minutes, let your Spirit move upon every heart, I pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Now think, I am speaking for Christ. I'm going to ask you what he asked the blind man. Someone on this side, what do you want Jesus to do for you? I want you to tell me. Raise your hand and tell me. I'll let you think. I'll come back to you. Someone on this side, raise your hand, tell me. I'll come back. Okay. Yes. You want Jesus to help your children finish their studies. Very good. The Bible says Jesus increased in wisdom and stature. Thank you. I'm asking for serious requests. God is asking you, what will thou that I shall do unto thee? Or like King Artaxerxes, what do you want? Someone on this side. And then we'll pray. Yes, my sister.
I want to finish my studies in 4 years.
You want to finish your studies in 4 years. All right? That's what you're telling Jesus. Thank you. Someone else. Yes.
I want God to give me a wisdom as a virtuous woman of Proverbs 31:10-31.
Yes, yes. God bless you. Someone else. Raise your hand. Jesus is asking you, what do you want? Is there someone outside with a raised hand? Get them. What do you want? Then we'll pray and present those requests to God. Someone else. What do you want? Yes, here's a brother, right here.
I want a heart and a character like Christ our Savior.
You want the character of Christ. Mm-hmm. You just put a smile on the face of God. Somebody else, what do you want? Tell it. Someone else. Yes, right over here, right over here, right over here. Then we'll come back to where you were going. Yes, my dear sister.
I want God to direct the purpose of my life.
You want God to direct the
purpose of my life.
The purpose of your life. Yes. You know, Eloise says a distinct work is given to every Christian. He has a purpose for you. No one is alive who does not have a purpose. Yes, sister.
I have so many to tell to
God. One.
But
biggest
one. As for now, I want God to heal my mom because she.
You want God to heal your mother?
Yes.
All right.
Thank you.
Nothing for yourself, for somebody else. Sounds like Solomon praying to God. Yes. All right, I'll say it. You tell me. You want God to teach you how to be an obedient daughter. Commandment number, Ephesians 6:1, children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. God bless you. Your parents will be happy. Jesus, Luke 2:51, Jesus went down to Nazareth and was subject to his parents. He obeyed them and he was God. Somebody else. Yes, my good brother, right up front. Remember, Christ is asking you right now, what will thou that I shall do unto thee?
I want God's will to be fulfilled in my life.
You want God?
God's will to be
God's
fulfilled.
God's will to be fulfilled in your life. Mm-hmm. Somebody else. Yeah, we're in the back. To my left, your right. 7:45.
I want God to help me set up the wellness center in Palawan so
to
that
serve
I can
others.
Help more people.
Set up a wellness center in Palawan, you said. All right. Somebody else. What do you want God to do for you? He's asking you tonight. Yes.
Yes, I want God to heal me.
You want God to heal you?
Yes.
Okay. Psalm 103, verse 3. Who forgiveth all thy iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases. Exodus 15:26, for I am the Lord that healeth thee. Anybody else? What do you want God to do for you? Keep looking outside. There may be someone outside. Raise your hand. Where is this person? Ah, all right. The question is, from Jesus, what do you want?
I want God to heal me and to help my children to behave.
You want God to heal you and to help your children to behave. Mm-hmm. Somebody else. Right up front. I'm being very serious, by the way. This is very serious. God is listening. Yes.
I want God to, one family, whole family, believe Jesus.
You want?
Whole family. It's one religion.
Oh, one. Yes. Okay. The whole family following Christ. Yes. Thank you very much. Anybody else? Anyone outside over here? Yes, my dear sister. What do you want
Thank
God to
you.
Do for you?
I want, Lord, that help my family to be one.
Mm-hmm.
And especially, I hope you will heal all my sickness.
Okay. You
Thank
want
you,
your
Lord.
Family to be one in Christ, and you want physical healing. Okay. Mm-hmm. Somebody else? Yes, sister.
I want to give protect for Mindanao earthquake.
Say it again.
Mindanao earthquake.
For protection from earthquake. Okay. The Bible says there will be earthquakes all over the world. But the Bible also says that God is a safety. He's a hiding place. He's a place of rest for His people. Mm-hmm. All right. Yes, my young brother.
I want God to bless Novali Church.
Amen. God loves to bless His church. Yes, in the back. Bless the Novali Worship Center. A worship congregation, I believe it is. Yes,
I
sister?
Want God to really amend to His people in this area.
You want God to do what?
Amend,
Pastor. Amend the people in the area.
You want God to do what?
To amend,
people
in the area.
Amend?
Like maybe a broken relationship.
Oh, men. Oh, okay. Yes. All right. Thank you. Salamat. Anybody else? And then we'll pray and present these to God right now. Mm-hmm. Somebody else?
I want God that our friend, Nan Adventist with us tonight, will accept Jesus as their Savior.
Yes, all right. That person is here tonight to accept Christ. Mm-hmm. Beautiful prayer. Somebody else. Yes, we're over here. Then we'll pray. It's 7:45, and I promise to release you before 8. And I intend to keep that word. Yes, sister?
Okay, I just want God to protect my family and me here.
Protect your family?
Yeah.
And you? Yes. Mm-hmm. No weapon formed against you will prosper. Anybody else? Yes, my young brother. Yes. Right there. Yes, he wants God to do something for you. Tell Jesus. He's listening. He never sleeps.
Then I want many kids to obey.
Yes. You want children to obey. Amen. One of the most beautiful things on earth is an obedient child. Anybody else? Yes.
I want to tell Jesus to help my husband.
You want Jesus to help your husband?
Yes.
To do what?
Sick.
He's sick. Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. Anybody else? Yes. Tell us again. I'm sorry, we should have had two mics. So you don't have to be running around. Okay.
I forget to say,
okay.
Ask for wisdom.
Wisdom.
For finishing in 4 years, I
mm-hmm.
really need wisdom.
Yes.
My God.
Okay. James 1:5, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God, that giveth to all men liberally. Of course, wisdom is rooted in the Word of God. Yes, right over here. We have a brother and sister love, it looks like. Okay. Yes, my good brother.
God is good.
Yes.
And all the time.
What do you want to
My name is Victor.
Yes.
And I'm from AUP.
Uh-huh.
My brother, he invited
okay.
me.
Okay.
And it's been a blessing. So if it's possible,
mm-hmm.
I would like that God could provide anyone who could speak the Word of God every day to me, because whenever I'm down, whenever I'm weak, when I listen to the word of God, I'm still strong.
Yes. All right. Very good. If you can't find anyone, my brother, the word is right here. God will speak you through the word, even if you can't find a human agent. He'll talk to you directly. Yes, my dear sister, right there. All right, here we go. Here's the mic. Yes.
I want God to provide for my parents so they can be able to pay my fees for 4 years.
Okay.
And then I want God to help me to be... I want God to heal my uncle who is sick.
Okay.
And then... many? I have to
Yes, we all have many. And It's okay.
And then I want God to help me with more wisdom.
Okay.
And understanding to proceed to my education.
Amen, amen. Financial help, yes. Haggai chapter 2, verse 8, the silver is mine and the gold is mine, saith the Lord. All right, I'll take another, then we'll pray. Yes. What do you want God to do for you?
I hope and pray that I want God to help me as I continue a literature evangelist.
You're a literature evangelist. Yes. Very important work. God bless you. God bless you. All right. Oh, there's another? Okay. And there's one in the back.
I want my brother to be healed.
You want your brother to be healed? Okay, sister.
And my friend.
Say it again. Your brother to be healed.
And her friend.
And her friend. All right. God heard you. There's someone way in the back. All right. Another right here first.
I pray and want that God will do take good care of my kids, my family, and to be used as an instrument to further the message of God.
Okay, very good, very good. All right, we're in the back up against the wall. We're in the back. And then we'll pray.
I pray to God that He could grant me a wisdom. His wisdom so that I could help more people.
Amen, amen. Jesus himself is wisdom. All right. We are going to stand. We'll sing one verse of To God Be the Glory, Great Things He's Done. Then we'll pray. Let's all stand. I'm sure you know the first verse. It may not be on the screen. To God be the glory, great things He's done. To God be the glory, great things He hath done. So loved He the world that He gave us His Son, who yielded His life, atonement for sin, and opened the light gate that all may go in. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord. Let the earth hear His voice. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Let the people rejoice. Oh, come to the Father through Jesus the Son. And give Him the glory, great things He hath done. Now very quietly, I want you to kneel. Wherever you can. If you have a physical problem, it's okay. You don't have to. But if you can, it doesn't cause pain. Kneel with me. Our Father in heaven, we come on bended knee in your holy presence, dear God. We confess, we admit, we deserve nothing from you, dear Father. We let you down so often, dear God. We sin so frequently, Father. But you are long-suffering. You are patient. You are not willing that any should perish. Father, as we kneel, I think of the words in Matthew 11, spoken by Jesus Christ himself. Verse 28, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. I think of the words in Matthew 7, ask and ye shall receive, knock and the door shall be opened unto you, seek and ye shall find. Father, we come knocking tonight. We come seeking tonight. We come asking tonight. Because you have invited us to come. First, we ask you, forgive us, dear God. Wherever we have sinned against you, Father, forgive us, dear God. With that forgiveness, pour into our hearts to overflowing a hatred for sin and a love for doing what is right. Father, you've heard all the requests that were mentioned. Jesus said to that blind man, what do you want? He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And from his place in heaven, he has said to us, what do you want? And Father, we have responded. Some of us want help. We want financial assistance. We want families united. We want our friends saved. We want tuition. We want wisdom. We want guidance. We want protection. Father, a list of requests were brought to you because the question to the blind man is for us today. What do you want? Some of us want your will fulfilled in our lives. Dear God, in the name of Jesus Christ, who asked the blind man that question, look upon us, dear God, with mercy. Look upon us with favor. And from the goodness of your heart, begin to answer these requests. Father, answer so generously that we will know that only God can bless this way. Father, draw us close to your bosom, dear God, and keep us there. Wrap us in your arms, Father, because your bosom is the safest place. We thank you for the generosity of the question, what do you want? We've told you, Father, help us to tell you every day until our prayers are answered. Thank you for the Bible. Thank you for truth. Thank you for safe worship tonight. As we journey home, dear God, take us safely. Let us leave with the confidence our loving Father has heard, and he will do what is best for us. We offer this prayer in Jesus' name. Let God's people say, amen and amen.
You have been listening to another special American Christian Ministries presentation. International copyright, all rights reserved. To order a copy of this or other presentations, or for a free catalog, please call toll-free 800-233-4450. International calls dial 717-652-7000. You may also order from our secure website at www.AmericanChristianMinistry.org. There you will discover the largest selection of authentic Adventist preaching available. You can trust ACM. There's no compromise here. If American Christian Ministries has been a blessing to you, why not take a moment just now and send us a note or an email with your testimony? We'll share it with the speakers and volunteer workers to encourage them. Your prayers and continued financial support are very important to ensure the continuation of this ministry as we help prepare America and the world to meet Jesus Christ. He is coming soon.